We have been talking about the Magdalen College School Arts Festival Oxford over the last couple of weeks in the Oxcast, and you might have heard the Young Women's Music Project speak about it last week. But this week we've got Anaïs in to talk about it. She is one of the festival organisers, and you also might recognise her voice from podcast past. But yes, we welcome Anaïs. Hello.
Hello.
And we're going to talk a bit about the history of the festival, first of all.
So the festival started 7 years ago. It was started by the headmaster at Magdalen College School. He'd come from a school in Portsmouth where he'd started a similar festival, which has grown to become Portsmouth Festivities, which is an annual citywide event in Portsmouth now. And so off the back of the success of that festival, he started the MCS one. And it was initially a end-of-year celebration for the school community. But over the last few years, it's expanded its programme. And this year particularly, it has massively grown in size and is an event that's meant to be very much open to the whole of Oxford community. It's not a school festival, and it's not just for pupils and staff and parents. It's for everyone.
What sort of events can we look forward to?
So there's a mix of loads of different events. There's art, music, drama, dance, workshops, tours, speakers. In the last couple of years, we've talked about the festival on the podcast, and we've highlighted the speakers because they've always been quite interesting, quite high profile. Some of the speakers this year include Andrew Graham Dixon, who's the art critic and historian, often has something on the BBC. There's Tom Piper. He was a name you might not recognise, but he is one of the designers behind the 2014 Poppies installation at the Tower of London. We've also got Shami Chakrabarty, who's an ex-chancellor of Oxford Brookes and director of Liberty. And various other speakers, Jonathan Jones, who's an art critic, Matthew Syed, who was a table tennis player, also now a journalist. So the programme of speakers is often one of the really popular sides of the festival, but there's so much more than that this year.
And can you go along to each event, buy a ticket on the door, or what do you recommend doing if you want to go to a couple of these things?
It's always best to book in advance, just because some things will sell out, particularly workshops, tours, that kind of thing, where it's a smaller capacity. We're selling all our tickets through Tickets Oxford, so if you go on ticketsoxford.com, most of the events on their homepage will be the festival events this week. And you can come by on the door, but I would recommend booking in advance, just so you guarantee your seat.
And what kind of venues are some of these things in this year?
So we're in venues all over the city: Oxford Playhouse, Pegasus, Old Fire Station, the Sheldonian. We've got lots of music concerts in our programme this year, about a dozen, and the concerts are happening in a Hollywell Music Room, lots of them at Magdalen College Chapel, and also SJE Arts on Niffley Road. So pretty much any venue you'd normally go to for a cultural event in Oxford is included in our programme. One of the smaller ones, which is interesting, is the Christchurch Picture Gallery. They've recently opened a new exhibition, and we've got two events there, and the tickets to the events also include a year-long pass to the gallery. So if you don't normally go there and want to try that out, then you can get quite a good deal at the festival.
Excellent. So you can get a festival ticket and then you can keep going back to the gallery.
Hmm.
Oh, that's very nice.
We'll do more of that next year.
Yes. Do you have plans for next year, or is it too early
to say? We have dates, and we've got some of the community projects that we're already launching this year. We worked with over 30 schools, primary and secondaries across Oxfordshire, working on community projects. So, for example, we are putting on Alice in Wonderland at the Oxford Playhouse, and we ran literacy workshops on Alice in Wonderland with some primary school children, and they're going to come see the performance then for free. So lots of different projects like that to collaborate with other schools in Oxfordshire. So we've started on a couple of those, but mm-hmm. otherwise the kind of main headline acts are yet to be confirmed, but I'm sure very soon after the end of the festival we'll be on it.
And so the festival's, it's actually already started. It started last Saturday with the opening. Can you tell us a bit about that? And is there anything that's happened so far that's been amazing, or anything that you're particularly looking forward to?
So the opening celebration was very good fun, despite a bit of rain. We ended just before the rain got very serious. We had the Young Women's Music Project that you will have heard if you listened last week. They were fantastic. We had some solo sets from some of their girls as well. Oxford Youth Big Band were there. We had a lot of local dance groups. So it was a really fun day. Lots of free entertainment, especially for those people who were underneath the West Gate, not coming out into the rain. They had a lot of good free music. Then the next events start up tonight, Wednesday 24th of June until the 5th of July. So we've got a couple of days just to recoup and get ready. Mm-hmm. And then as of today, we'll be every day, all day, having events.
And which one are you particularly excited about?
I'm particularly excited about Arts and Crafts Day, which is on Sunday the 28th of June, mostly at MCS. We've got a couple of events also at Fusion Arts and the Jam Factory. And this is a day for adults, there's some events for kids, to come and learn a new craft or art skill. It's kind of like the Art Week's concept, but very concentrated and with a focus on teaching. So it's all local artists coming along and teaching small capacity workshops with everything from felt making, ceramics, Chinese printmaking, lino cutting, life drawing, abstract painting. So all different types of art forms and practices. And you can learn from people who make their own living out of their craft as well.
And take away a finished product at the end.
Hopefully if you manage to finish, no pressure. If you don't finish, that's okay. You know, you're trying.
You mentioned the hub that you can go to find out about where these different workshops might be on the day.
Yes, so we have this year a festival hub, which is going to be in the Rose Garden, just off the plane roundabout. So this is meant to be where you can come buy tickets, you can come have a drink, it will have a cafe, a bar, lots of leaflets for everything that's happening in Oxford. So the hub will be where you can go if you don't really know where else to go, because if you've never been to St Hilda's College or Magdalen College School, there's probably no reason you'd go down Cowley Place, mm-hmm. which is where those two organisations are. So if you don't know where you're coming to, if you don't know where Big School is or the Junior School Hall, come to the Festival Hub, which will be the marquee. There'll be bunting and fairy lights. It will be very welcoming. And there'll be someone there who will be able to give you a map and help you find your way around the school. It's not that big, but if you've never been before, it is a bit scary.
The Young Women's Music Project last week in the podcast, they spoke a little bit about the theme for this year. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So the theme for this year is Oxford's roots and heritage. It's a kind of loose theme because there's hundreds of events, so we can't underpin every event on that theme. Yeah. But there's a main day, Medieval Day, Saturday 27th of June at the Oxford Castle, where we are going to have a sort of family-friendly fiesta. There's going to be fire breathing and archery and falconry, and the Medieval Siege Society are going to be camping out and setting up camp with their leather tanners and weapon fixing. There's battle reenactments, going to be a lot of people walking around in armour, and Robin Hood storytelling, so really good fun, lots of it free. And then there's also talks, if you want something a bit more cerebral, talks from some professors at the university and the Society for the Protection of Ancient Buildings, who we're partnering with for the event. So it's all about sort of learning about our history, but in a very fun, interactive way, and learning about the kind of things that still continue today in heritage crafts, particularly, so lime plastering, stone masonry, that kind of thing.
And what have you been doing to promote this day so far, Annalise?
We went and did a photo shoot today at the Oxford Castle with two of the schoolboys in costumes, which were not that good. But we may hopefully have that picture in the paper soon. And we've also been on the radio, done lots of things.
Can you tell me in detail about your authentic medieval costume?
It was a bit of a purple rag. I was definitely a peasant wench. Okay. That was my vibe today.
Okay, fair enough. Look out for that costume and face in the paper then.
One of our major events this year, which is free, another free event, is we have a free screening of Garsington Opera's Così fan tutti on our school field. So we're putting up a huge screen, and you can bring a blanket, bring a chair, bring a cushion, come to the school, 6 p.m. Thursday, 2nd of July, and we're going to be screening the opera.
We should have a review up of Garsington's version of Così fan tutti as well by that point, so if you want to find out what it's going to be like before you decide to go down, you can read that on our site. And then do go down.
And then do go down.
And bring a picnic.
Bring a picnic. It's completely free. It's unticketed. So just turn up and enjoy open-air opera in Oxford.
Fab.
So you can find out more about the MCS Arts Festival Oxford on artsfestivaloxford.org, our website. We're on Twitter at @ArtsFestOxford, and our Facebook page is Arts Festival Oxford. So get in touch.
Well, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Nat.